We had our first service here at St. Lucie's at 6:15 this morning. And after the service was done, my mom, who had been visiting me, I was taking her to the airport so she could fly to Arizona to visit her sister for a couple weeks. And as we're driving down Winchester, there were all these little stands out there. You know, some were selling flowers, some were selling heart balloons, some were selling some other stuff that I didn't know. And I was like, that's a weird thing to do on Ash Wednesday, to sell hearts and balloons and flowers. But apparently something else was happening today. And I found out that it was Valentine's Day. In fact, someone gave me a bag of chocolate tonight and a hug right before our mass tonight. So I do know it's Valentine's Day. Thankfully, I didn't give up chocolate for Lent. I will have to wait for tomorrow, though, because I'm fasting today. But that's a whole nother story. But it is truly apt, as many people have commented on, that we begin our Lenten season on Valentine's Day. That there's not anything that's incongruent in what we do, because what we celebrate and begin today with our Lenten fast, our Lenten prayers, and our Lenten giving of ourselves in alms and giving ourselves in alms is a great act of love. It's the act of love that we choose to imitate in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ says this to us very clearly. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. And Jesus says to us, his disciples, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. And we know that at the end of our 40 days of Lent, he will lay down his life for us, for my sins, for your sins, for the sins of the world. And he asks us to do the same. In a great act of love, to live in sacrifice, in sacrificial love to the other in our lives. So even in this day of celebration where we celebrate love, if it is truly love that we celebrate, then we celebrate the love of Jesus Christ, that I will give my life for the other, that I will totally turn myself over, as St. Paul says in the second reading today, to be an imitator of Jesus Christ in the act of love. And the greatest act of love, of course, is in that cross that we celebrate, that cross that we will walk the way of many times during this Lenten season. Plug, every Friday, we do the way of the cross in the church. See the bulletin church website, and you can find the times there. Right? But it is that great act of love that we do. And we also do it in our prayer. In fact, when we began Mass, we began with the act of love, the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That is a prayer of love. Because it is not only recognizing God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but it's recognizing the gift of love that is offered to us in the cross. And I was doing a little reading on that. And I read this little tiny pamphlet or booklet that came out about the sign of the cross. And it had some very interesting things in there. The first thing it talked about is what we do with the sign of the cross as a sign of love. We make the sign of the cross, at least in the United States and Western societies, right? With our palm opened. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the author noted that we do that in the same way when we bless people, right? We extend our hands in blessing, not in a fist, not with one finger raised or anything like that, right? But with our palms open, extended. So in many ways, what the author was noting and what the church teaches is that when we bless ourselves, we are recognizing that God blesses us. And you who have children or remember the baptism of your children would be probably more apt. We are reminded that that's one of the first things we do to the child. The priest says, what name do you give your child? And you can say, George. And what do you ask for George? Baptism. And are you ready to do this? Yes. Okay, let's claim him by the sign of the cross tonight, the parents and grandparents and godparents, and all gather to do the same. That act of love, where we place the child under the sign of the cross, under the sign of love. The second thing the author noted was that We also do the sign of the cross in the remembrance of the dignity in which we were created. We were created in the image and likeness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in that, we are worthy of love. We are worthy of reconciliation. We are worthy of the compassion of God that so many times people throw away and forget. But we are worthy of that. And each time we make this sign of the cross, we remind ourselves that we are blessed in God, yes, but we're also in the dignity, in the image and likeness of God. Worthy of love, worthy of forgiveness, worthy of the grace that God has bestowed upon us. And in doing so, we live within that grace. We live within that hope. And the third thing the author pointed out was something that some of our older guys may know in the church, right? Anybody remember the Baltimore Catechism? First question was, who created you? God. Why did he create you? To know him, to love him, and to serve him for the joy in this life and in the life to come. Right? To know, to love, and to serve, not because we want to do it here necessarily on earth, but because we are looking towards heaven. That the sign of the cross, because it's an Easter sign, is a sign of our resurrection. That through the cross of Jesus Christ, through this great act of love, through this great gift of mercy and forgiveness, we look towards the eternal life with God, where we are heirs, co-heirs, in the dignity and in the love of Jesus Christ. Through the cross, through the baptism that we celebrate, the baptism which we say we die to sin. We die to sin so that we might live in the freedom of God's children. And it is the freedom of the cross of love, the cross of blessing, the cross of hope. And so on this day where we celebrate love, where we honor that love, where we lift that love up, we remind ourselves that the cross is greater than any love song that's ever been written. Any great ode to poems that's ever been scribed about a love. It's greater than the biggest bouquet of flowers, the most grand box of chocolates. It is greater than anything else because it is a true act of undying love, of eternal love, of love that has no boundaries, has no limitations, has no exclusion, but rather in love that invites us all into the participation in the kingdom of God. Because what we do here and now matters. It matters for the kingdom of God. God doesn't need us to do anything, but he desires that we participate with him, that we enter into that work with him out of love for him and for our brothers and sisters sitting next to us today, and those on the street that we will meet, those who will greet, those who will wave at. God desires us to enter into that moment of grace, that moment of love. And so as we come forward in a few moments to receive that sign of the cross, that mark of love within our forehead, we remind ourselves that we repent, we die to our sins, so that we may believe and live within the cross, within the heart, within the divine love of the most holy Trinity. That is what we are called to do. That is who we are called to be. And so let us live that in these 40 days. Let us live those disciplines that help us to grow to be more Christ-like to one another, more caring, more holy, more compassionate, more loving, more full of grace. So I need the book and the water. And I invite you to